Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Stop the music! Turn it off!
We told you!
What are you doing?
You don't come into a show like today's on an up note.
Yeah, learn how to produce, or we're going to produce your replacement.
What? You never mentioned anything.
What are you doing talking?
Yeah, shut up.
Whatever, let's just get into the show.
Enough out of you. Come on.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco, number one rated show, yada, yada, yada. As you all know, the other night the Phillies let down and shamed our entire city with an absolutely pathetic performance.
Horrible.
In Game 7, losing to an expansion team.
Horrible.
And, you know, everyone here should just be ashamed of themselves, shouldn't they, Tony?
Yeah. You know, I don't want to come down too hard on Bryce Harper here, but if you can't hit a home run off a 98-mile-per-hour fastball in a Game 7 with the entire series on the line, along with your career and legacy, then you're just not that good at baseball.
So true. And if you people out there, you know, came here looking for more baseball talk, well, you know, you're out of luck. Because as you all know, baseball is ratings poison.
Yeah. Good luck, MLB, with that Arizona-Texas World Series. Can't wait to not watch.
Yeah. Anyway, on to today's show with better topics.
Yeah.
The Eagles crushing the Dolphins.
Yeah.
And we'll tell you why that has huge ramifications.
Yeah, ramifications all over the place.
Yeah, and we're also going to defend the Michigan football team, who are being called cheaters when they should be called heroes.
Yeah, exactly. And as they say, those in glass houses shouldn't throw glass houses.
Well said there, Tony.
Thank you.
Also, good news, our guest today, finally, someone we actually want to have on this show.
Yeah, someone worth having.
Eagles Super Bowl legend, defensive great, NFL royalty, played for the Patriots, but we're going to look past
that.
Yeah,
who? I don't even remember.
Chris Long will be joining us. And, you know, he's trying, Tony. He's trying to get into the sports media game.
Yep.
So, you know, we're going to give him some coaching.
Yeah, we're going to help him out. We're going to share our expert knowledge.
Yeah, but first, you know, the holiday season is right around the corner. And that's why it's time for a message from our newest sponsor, our good friends at Zales. Do you have someone special in your life? Then you better get them something expensive for Christmas, you cheap f**k.
Yeah, you know, it's so important to keep up the romance, and nobody does that better than my Aunt Marie's boyfriend, Nunzio. The other day, he told me he was going to give my aunt a pearl necklace for Christmas. And I said,
Wait, you can't say that.
Why are you talking? What are you doing?
So unprofessional in the middle of an
act. Just shut up.
Anyway, our apologies to the people at Zales. Anyway, order online at Zales.com. Use the promo code Fusco and get 1% off your first purchase of $10,000 or more. Offer expires October 25th, 2023.
Zales. Yeah, another check
right,
in the mail.
No more interruptions, okay?
No thanks to
it's
you.
It's time to get into the big news in our top story. All right, first out the gate, a team in Philly who actually knows how to win, the Eagles, got back to their usual winning ways, all out destroying the Dolphins 31-17. And Tony, this was more than just a win for the team, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Jalen Hurts beat his old Alabama teammate, Tua Tagovailoa. So, you know, when you go back and look at the 2018 National Championship game against Georgia, where Tua came off the bench, you have to say that Nick Saban clearly made the wrong call in that moment. And also, you have to say Jalen Hurts would have won that game if Nick Saban hadn't made such a poorly misguided, regrettable decision.
Great point, Tony. And you know, thing that must be mentioned about this game, the Dolphins were wearing white helmets.
Exactly.
And, you know, as we brilliantly and correctly pointed out last week, the only reason Jalen Hurts lost to the Jets was because both teams were wearing green helmets, and it was very confusing.
Yup. In fact, when you look at Jalen Hurts' biggest losses, you can clearly see that it all has to do with helmet confusion. They're either the same color as the Eagles or Alabama. Jets wore green. Confusing. Yep. Chiefs wore red, just like Alabama. Yep. And Georgia wore red, too. Yep. And of course, the Cowboys. Jalen Hurts played high school football in Texas. So, there you go.
Terrific analysis, Tony. And, another development involving the Eagles. Many jealous and pathetic NFL organizations are trying to petition the league to outlaw the tush push because
ridiculous.
They say it, quote, violates the spirit of the game or whatever that means. And Tony,
what does that even mean?
This is just totally wrong, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, when you look at what separates NFL athletes from athletes in other sports, it's clearly one thing. Ass size.
Yep.
NFL players have massive asses, and they should be able to use their huge asses to their advantage.
Yep.
In fact, if I was scouting quarterbacks, the first metric I would measure is ass size.
Yep.
And make sure it is huge enough and round enough for maximum tush pushability.
Yep.
I mean, it would be wrong to keep an athlete from using technically his biggest muscle.
Amazing insight there, Tony. And this has caused
you to
update your draft board, hasn't it?
Yeah. I used to have Caleb Williams going number one, but my sources tell me he has an alarmingly narrow ass, and that has them very concerned. The scouts say his tush is simply not big enough to push.
Yep.
So that's why I now have him going sixth or seventh round at best.
Just tremendous analysis, Tony. And
Thank you.
If I may take a moment here on a serious note, I just want to say that my heart goes out to all the quarterbacks who had huge asses that would have been great for tush pushing, but were unfortunately ahead of their time.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm talking about great men like Jamarcus Russell, who had a hugely massive ass perfect for today's NFL. And it's just such a shame that so many foolish people didn't value ass size at the time.
So true. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, let's now move on to a major story out of college football. Michigan and their head coach Jim Harbaugh under fire for allegedly stealing signs from opponents by going to previous games and videotaping the signals from the sidelines. And Tony, you know, there's a lot of people criticizing Michigan here, but we need to stand up for what's right, don't we, Tony?
It's a terrible double standard here. How is it that when people steal signs during wars, they're called heroes? But when they steal signs during college football games, they're called cheaters. That makes no sense.
No sense.
You know, football is a lot like war. You got two sides. There's defense and offense. There's sneak attacks, bombs, shotguns. It's basically the same.
Such a great point, Tony. And, you know, just jumping off that, you people out there, you need to do more than not only study history. You also should study movie history. I mean, you look at any war movie that's ever been made, the guy who steals the signs is the hero. Isn't that right, Tony?
Yeah. There was that one about World War One where Dr. Strange, he built the computers to steal signs.
Exactly. And of course, that Nicolas Cage movie, one of his best, Wind Talkers.
Yeah.
That had to do with signs.
Yeah. And what about Independence Day with Bill Paxton?
Yep.
He had to steal the alien signs in order to beat the aliens. So Michigan's critics saying that if aliens invaded our planet, we wouldn't want to steal their signs? Doesn't make sense to me.
Me too, Tony. And, you know, I'd love to discuss this more. Maybe we will, because I see our guest coming on the line. So let's bring him on the Fusco Satellite Network.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Fusco Satellite Network.
Today, our guest is someone we actually want to have on the show for a change.
Yeah, for a change.
A true Philadelphia hero, a legendary defensive end, won Super Bowl 52 with the Eagles,
yeah,
won another with the Patriots, but we're going to overlook
that. I remember that.
You know, now he hosts the Green Light podcast. He's trying to get into the media side, you know, like his dad, Howie Long, who's, you know, way more successful at this. But, you know, that could still change. There's still time. You know, and we're giving him some help today, some exposure. So here he is, Chris Long. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back.
You guys need to work on your intros.
Oh, this guy's been in the business for like 6 months. All of a sudden, he's given direction. No, no. Let's work on your intro. You say, thank you for having me.
Thank you for having me.
I respect you so much. There you go.
Yeah, good. I respect you guys.
That's how you do it.
A little rocky, but we'll come back. Okay. Here, Chris. So as you know, on sports shows, just to let you in, you know, we talk about the top stories first, not anything else. Okay. So the top story is these jealous haters out there. As you know, they want to ban the tush push. Ugh, you know, they say it doesn't fall within the spirit of the game, whatever that means. But aren't they forgetting the one thing NFL players have that other athletes don't? Huge asses. You know, don't you think it would be wrong to keep a player from using technically his biggest muscle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it would be wrong. I also don't think it's a push as much as a carry. Like, they were picking up Jalen Hurts the other night like he was a child, carrying him 5 to 7 yards. And for the NFL, is it more unwatchable than six cutaways to Taylor Swift every 30 seconds?
Man, That's a good take.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm not like a Swift hater. Like, you know, I'm sure she's great. And I'm, you know, Travis and her, I hope they live a long, happy life together. But the tush push is not hurting the game. It's helping the game. This is like, don't forget about the demo of middle-aged guys who want to see the tush push. I know you're trying to grow the game, younger audience, but I don't think it's a competitive advantage because other people are totally fine to try it. They haven't done it at the same rate. In fact, the Giants got two guys hurt doing it. So maybe it's like, you know, don't try this at home kind of situation, but it's not cheating by any means. If you want to draft bigger linemen, if you don't like
it. Don't you think how we evaluate quarterbacks? Don't you think the first metric scouts will look at now, they'll look at ass size?
Yep. Ass size. Yeah, I like that. I like that. You just line them up at the combine and just give them a firm smack in the ass. Go down the line. Yep. Whoever's ass moves the least, that's the guy you want.
Yeah, maybe
on your
team. Grab too, you know, because you need the roundness. Yep.
Yeah, you want to feel. Yeah, you want to feel. Maybe you could, if you could set the playbook on the guy's ass, then you got to draft that guy.
Such a smart, scientific approach there.
Yeah, exactly. You know, our sources tell us Caleb Williams, his ass is alarmingly narrow. Yep. As a scout and lineman, how concerned are you with Caleb Williams' ass size?
Well, I'm going, if I'm a scout, my first trip is to Chapel Hill to see what Drake May is working with back there because Caleb Williams, as you mentioned, a little, I don't know what his waist size is, but I think he can fit into high rise pants, whatever kind of pants you want. Yep. I don't want a guy like that as my quarterback. I don't want a guy as my quarterback is wearing skinny jeans. You never see Jalen Hurts in skinny jeans.
Nope. Absolutely. You
know? No. He's got to wear big baggy pants because he's got a donk back there. And that's the kind of guy we want under center.
Yep,
there you go. But, you know, just to continue that point there quickly, you know, do you think Jamarcus Russell would have succeeded in today's NFL because he had such a hugely massive ass?
Yeah, it's a totally different game now. I think like Jamarcus Russell would be one of these guys that it wasn't about him. It was the time and the place. I don't think football was ready for him.
Ahead of his time. Yep.
Kyle Trask is a little bit confusing to me because I think he should be getting more burn. Have you seen his ass?
Not recently.
Not recently, he said.
It's been
you
got to
Google.
Bench.
I don't know if you guys have Google in your studio, but you should Google Kyle Trask. I don't know how he slips.
All right, hold on.
So
let's do this, Tony. 1 second. There. Yeah, Kyle Trask ass. Let's see what comes
up here.
This is called in-show, during-show research.
Yeah,
okay.
You don't get this on other shows.
Oh, Tony.
What an ass.
Wow.
Wow.
He is truly a buccaneer back there, Tony.
Yeah.
There's some booty on the pirate ship.
Pirate's booty.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no question. Yeah, thing's got his own zip code. I would, in short yardage situations down in Tampa, I would put him under.
Put him in.
Yeah.
Wow, this is terrific NFL analysis.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
You know, let's move on. Last week we made news, I'm sure as you saw, when we pointed out that the only reason Jalen Hurts lost to the Jets and struggled was because the Jets were also wearing green helmets. And that's confusing.
You know, as
a former Eagle, wouldn't you be confused if you were playing the Jets? Like, wouldn't you be like, whoa, which side of the field am I supposed to be lining up
on? Yeah, where am I?
Which is what I think the Kelly Greens are so genius because they kind of look like the grass. And, you know, it's easy to lose guys in that situation, whether it's a rusher. or it's you know, AJ on fourth and three, like it's hard to see these guys. And I think the reason that Jalen Hurts threw that pick 2 weeks ago, thank you very much, is so that I could get the Eagles at a reasonable line on Sunday night and win a ton of money on the birds, because this was free money. Had they won that game against the Jets, maybe they're 4-point favorites, maybe they're 5-point favorites. They'd still cover, but I'd be a lot more scared to play the Eagles on Sunday night. And
we took them at minus 13. We won.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Did you? Did
yep. We won big.
An all line. You guys hit one of those all lines. Yeah. I loaded up on the Eagles, but yeah, I don't think if they lose that spot. And in all seriousness, man, teams lose games. I mean, you know, like, I don't know if you realize
not
this.
Really, but, not really.
Yeah,
but okay.
Not really. Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, you're going to have these bumps in the road. And I think it kept the public at bay when it came to betting the Eagles.
Okay. Well, let's talk about a game that we know they're going to win. In 2 weeks, the Eagles play the Cowboys. You know, let's just look back at the times you faced Dak Prescott. Was that like a bye week for you?
No, it wasn't like a bye week. You want to get out there and get good reps in situations where your defense can get home and you can pick off errant passes. So playing the Cowboys, you know, you look at it like a bye week, but you're sharpening your playmaking skills.
Sure.
When you face Dak Prescott, what emotions do you think he was feeling? You know, fear, diarrhea.
I think it was a lot of diarrhea. I think it was a lot of anxiety. And honestly, sure. Like this was before Trey Lance was even in the building. So, you know, now that Trey Lance is in the building, the guy's probably nervous just showing up to work. And then you get the Eagles D-line on top of that. I think they got a real advantage there.
Exactly. You know, in a previous show, we said, you know, Dak's problem is that he throws the ball to 49ers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If there's something we know about Trey Lance, he doesn't throw the ball to 49ers, right?
He does not throw the ball to 49ers.
He sees a 49er, he throws it in the completely opposite direction. So are you saying the Cowboys should start Trey Lance instead of Dak?
Yeah, I think maybe Trey Lance should start when they play the Niners. Not that they will in the playoffs or anything. They already had their shot, but I think that was a huge miss on their part. And you guys bring up a great point.
There you go. See,
not bad.
You're being more complimentary. Pretty good. There you go.
Yeah, well, it takes time.
You know, you're in the podcast business now, right? You know,
there's
a show out there you may have heard of called New Heights. Have you heard of this show?
I've heard of the show. I've heard of the show. I hear it's wildly entertaining.
You see, they actually have a smart media approach. You got Travis Kelce talking about Taylor Swift and all that, you know, to drive ratings for your podcast. Have you ever considered, you know, discussing the A-list pop stars that you want to fuck?
Yeah. And the nice thing about my podcast is there aren't a lot of people listening, and certainly my wife's not listening. So always
but,
great.
Maybe I could
go there. No, but I think maybe like we could set somebody up on the team with like a celebrity. I think that would be a lot of fun. But also like you got he's Mr. Maato. You know, what's next? Dancing with the Stars. I mean, he might have been on Dancing with Stars and I just forgot about it. The guy's on so many things. And I think we're going to have Jason Kelce fatigue too after retirement because this guy can do whatever he wants. So. Maybe we need to hack into the mainframe, so to speak.
So true.
Culture.
You know, this is why Tony and I only do this show. We don't want to be overexposed.
Yeah,
you know, we turn down all other offers.
We create demand.
Many Fortune 500 companies. Okay,
we appreciate that.
Yeah.
You recently made headlines when you said you pitched a solution for all these NFL fans fighting in the stands. You said that instead of stopping the fights, we should put them in an octagon and see who wins.
Yeah.
So that leads to my next question. How much weed had you smoked when you said that?
Actually, none that day. It was like, I waited a while that day. And, you know, I just had tremendous clarity. I was driving over and, you know, you're looking at Dallas Cowboys fans, Chargers fans fighting.
No class.
They're covered in blood.
Yep.
There's
no class.
Water. There's no class, right? Eagles fans have never been in a fight,
never.
Which I think is
never.
Really. And in fact, like they used to have a jail at the vet just in case. But I hear there was never anybody in there.
Good deterrent. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like it's a great deterrent. But like as far as these fights, not that I enjoy them, because we all agree that we can't enjoy these fights
speak for
anymore.
Yourself. Okay.
Okay.
No. Okay.
But
mm-hmm.
I just don't like the playing surface. We can't be fighting in the concourse, beer drenched concourse. I don't know how to score the fight. So selfishly, I want to be able to enjoy these things. Let's put them, you know, you guys ever heard of waivers? I think I had to sign one before I came on this show. Waivers, the way they work is like whatever bad that happens is it's no big deal. And so like I would just sign a waiver, have these folks get in the drunk tank, if you will, the cage, and you could have people side bet these fights. And I think, you know, it's just another stream of revenue for the NFL.
You know, Tony, I think we might need to start smoking whatever you're smoking. I kind of think that was a brilliant idea there.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly, dude. Exactly.
All right, well, you can send us a little of that care of Tony. He handles
okay.
all that.
Okay,
I'll take care of it. You know,
Tony's a drug guy?
Yeah, you could say I'm an entrepreneur of sorts.
Exactly.
So we'll just leave
there
it at that.
There you go. That's the way. Okay. But, you know, we are businessmen. And, you know, now that you're in podcasts, you know, you did a good job last week because you made headlines. You know, but we're really experts at making what you'd call viral content. We know how to make clickable headlines. And, you know, since you're brethren, you know, we're both members of the Eagles organization. We want to help you make more clickable content. Okay. So
cool.
We're
going to
set you up and you just answer it. Now, here you go. So here's your first question. Okay. Who was the worst teammate you ever had? Take your time.
Yep.
Think of all the views you'll get, all the hits.
Michael Bennett. Because, you know, Michael Bennett used to make me drive him home from work every day at NovaCare. I had to Google his career earnings. It's fucking what you would expect. He would never drive himself home. He'd wait for 2 hours till I finished studying film, just hovering around me. And make me drive him the complete opposite direction that
there
I was driving
so
on
the
way
headline.
Home from work.
Chris Long says Michael Bennett.
Michael Bennett, cheap f***.
There you
also,
go.
Also,
great headline.
Also, the rush lanes at times were really challenging. You know, we'd be right on top of each other trying to rush the quarterback. So as much as I enjoy Michael Bennett, that's my answer. It might be Michael Bennett, the best worst teammate of all time, because nobody made me laugh harder. But I never wanted to drive.
No, we're being nice now. We're hedging our bets. We're hedging our bets here.
Here's your next one. Who is the smelliest player you ever played with or against?
Yeah, envision the headline.
Yeah, the headline.
Yahoo Sports, your name on the front page.
Let me think about it.
Howie Long's son says blank is the smelliest player.
Exactly.
MSN.com.
Brandon Graham.
Okay,
he always smelled like food because he was always eating. You know, whatever time of day it was, he was snacking. So he'd have like cheese ball residue here.
Oh,
he'd have some food still in
nasty.
The beer.
Nobody wanted to block him,
there's
too, I'm
the
sure.
Headline. Chris Long calls Brandon Graham nasty, smelly pig. See?
Yeah.
There you go. Perfect.
Yeah.
Yep.
And guys didn't want to block him. You see all these times BG just.
Oh, look at his hands. That's disgusting. Get away
hands.
From me.
He's got Cheetos all over his fingertips.
Absolutely disgusting. Perfect. Great headline there. Okay, you're on a roll here, Chris.
Yeah.
So here you go. Yeah, another one for you. You know, you were obviously teammates with the great legend Nick Foles.
Great.
We ask this solely out of journalistic responsibility. How giant is his c-?
You see my arm?
Hold
it's
on.
Like
let me look.
Hold on.
Like that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like that. It's
was
like
that after shrinkage in the shower or post?
I don't think shrinkage. I think like an entire weather system would have to move in to create shrinkage for Nick Foles.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think it's like a cold shower is going to do it. You got to like get a cold front. You need like, you know, like the jet stream to bring in something from the Arctic.
This is journalism right here.
You know the slides that people in the event that the plane gets in, when these planes get grounded, they always act like you just slide down the slide. It's not like that.
So if Nick Foles were on a plane that had an emergency landing, they could theoretically slide down on his giant cock.
Basically. Yeah. So at the beginning of every flight, they would be like, hey, seatbelts fastened. You know, here are your life jackets. We're not going to need those because if Nick can swim, we can all just hop on the lifeboat, the banana boat. But if in the event that we have to deplane, Nick, there's the exit. Maybe we get Jason Peters to throw the door because that always seems like it's a hard thing. You got to turn it and then throw the door. So JP, you got the door. And then Nick, you just let that thing flop.
Unzip your pants, saving lives.
The first guy off the plane is going to be Dougie P, and then we let the players go after Dougie P. So we had the whole drill down.
Yep. Yep. Okay, see, there it is. Chris Long says Nick Foles' penis is so big it could save lives.
It could save lives. It could also destroy lives.
Nick Foles has life-saving penis. Okay, would you be willing to call Nick Foles and ask him to take a picture of his c- you know, just out of journalistic responsibility so he could send it to us?
Send it to us right now?
Now, see, I have no need to see it again. I mean, it's kind of like
we're asking you as you know, we had you on the show, we gave you exposure.
Now you return it the favor to us, and you get Nick Foles to send us.
You know, it's only fair.
Oh, yeah. So it's a quid pro quo.
Yeah,
you
know,
you're helping me by having me on the show. I'm helping you guys by getting a dick pic from Nick Foles.
Yes, just for journalism.
I probably could get you a Brett Favre more easily.
No. You see, we've seen that one already. Again, out of journalistic purposes.
Yeah.
You couldn't evacuate a Cessna with Brett Favre's deal.
No,
you know?
We're just asking you, get on your phone now and text Nick Foles and just say, hey, dick pic.
I'm not. I can't do it. I lost his number.
We put you on the show.
Guess what? We do a favor for you.
Well, guess what, Chris Long?
Guess what?
You should call
Chris Long.
Chris.
More like Chris Short.
Because that's how long you spent on this show.
It's a wrap for you.
They said, you're not the show.
You're
the evacuation guy.
You're not long for this show.
Fusco Satellite Network.
Is he off the line?
Jay, hang up the phone.
You know, he clearly still needs to learn how this business works. He's just an amateur there.
Yeah, exactly. That interview went on way too long.
Yeah, you know, it was good. It was good for a little up there, but then, you know, he kind of blew it at the end. Anyway,
exactly.
We do want to take this time to thank our sponsor, of course, our good friends at Zales. And,
thank you.
Hold on.
Oh,
talk about someone who goes on way too long.
Yeah, what do you want?
What?
Corrections.
What?
Hurry up.
You said you project Caleb Williams to be drafted in the 6th or 7th round?
Yeah, bro, totally.
Yeah.
Every draft board has him going number one. There's no way he is dropping that far in the draft.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're going to be dropping far off my balcony.
Yeah, I have you going number one into my incinerator. Boo!
Oh, good
you're
one,
done.
Tony.
That's it. No more. Let's leave.
No,
let's
no,
go.
No, second.
Well, hurry
second.
Up. Go.
You said Alabama beat Georgia in the 2018 national championship game.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
That's not actually correct. Even though the game was played in 2018, it's technically considered the 2017 national championship.
Oh, yeah. Well, after the show, you're going to be technically considered dead.
Yeah. Right now, there's only one thing you're technically considered: a virgin. Oh, you're done. Let's get out of here. That's it.
You said Bill Paxton was in the movie Independence Day.
Yeah, bro. Great president, bro.
Unforgettable performance, bro.
No, that was Bill Pullman, not Bill Paxton. They're two totally different people.
Oh, yeah. Well, your head is going to be independent from your body after I decapitate you.
Yeah. And you're going to be two different people when we chop up your body. Oh,
great
you're
one,
done.
Tony. Look
He's
at him shaking in his boots
poorly.
There.
Oh,
but here's something that will get you all shaking.
What do we
guess
got?
Guess what? We're making it 2 in a row here. Another Eagles Super Bowl legend coming to the show next week. Nick Foles will
wow,
be here. Can't wait
huge.
For that. Hey, don't forget, visit our merch store. Buy all the merch.
Yeah, buy
there.
All the merch.
Subscribe
Show your
on
allegiance.
YouTube. Follow us on all our social media platforms where we continue to go viral every week, people. And Tony, great job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you, people, next week.
See ya.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.